This is John Batzler, conversation with my good colleague Jeff Bliss, who is Pacific Watch, attending the new Hollywood movie sponsored by Apple, I believe, F1, with Brad Pitt and a range of stars, high-performance Hollywood style. Jeff recommends the movie, but more to the point, recommends F1 as catching on in Vegas and other cities. Here's Jeff Bliss with his movie review and F1 review and Vegas review all rolled into one. At an IMAX. Wonderful. Here's Jeff. More of this tonight.
And this is comes at a great time for Formula One, as you see it branching out to other countries, new tracks coming around, partnerships and endorsement deals are really growing like crazy. The overall awareness of Formula One as a sport, and I don't say this as a gearhead, motorhead. I like Formula One, but I'm just shocked at how it's come along. It's not a cheap sport to either attend or certainly or be a part of. If you're, you know, if you're a driver and a team, you're spending hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. And if you're a spectator, you're spending thousands of dollars to go to a race over a weekend. But it's very exciting, and it captures some of the same feel that you got from movie stars like, you know, Steve McQueen and Paul Newman when they did racing movies. And they were actually racers themselves, but those types of things that have been missing kind of from Hollywood for a while. We've been so deep in the comic book movies and sequel after sequel, and this is a very fresh kind of feeling, even though it follows some similar formula of other, you know, action movies. But it's really terrific. I loved it. We saw it in a IMAX movie theater, which I think made all the difference. People who think they're going to watch it on their phones or on their laptops, that's crazy. But it's, I would actually go back and see it again, which is kind of rare for me.